DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Egypt's military chief has warned the political crisis sweeping the country could lead to the collapse of the state. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi made the comment as thousands defied curfews and the death toll from days of rioting rose to 52. President Mohamed Morsi declared a month-long state of emergency in Port Said, Suez and Ismailia at the weekend and also imposed curfews on the three cities. The initial unrest started on Thursday, on the eve of the second anniversary of the ousting of dictator Hosni Mubarak. The violence escalated on Saturday after death sentences were passed on supporters of a local football club over soccer riots, which killed 74 people in Port Said in 2012. This protester says they'll remain defiant in the face of Morsi's rule.
We reject what President Morsi declared yesterday. He was opposed to a curfew and a state of emergency when he was a member of the parliament. We are here in Ismailia to support our brothers in Suez and Port Said.
Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets in protest of the curfews imposed by Morsi. On Monday, the Islamist-dominated Senate also granted the armed forces powers of arrest. Mohamed El-Baradei is an opposition leader.
We have set specific demands, starting with the formation of an emergency government, a committee to amend the Constitution, and cancelling all the consequences of the President's constitutional declaration.
Egypt's prosecutor general has also ordered the arrest of members of a militant group called the Black Bloc, which has emerged in the recent rioting. To Syria now, and dozens of bodies are reported to have been found in the northern city of Aleppo. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 65 bodies have been found in the river that separates the city. The rights group said the dead were all men aged between 20 and 30. However, no one knows who is behind the killings. News agencies are also reporting that the military are pulling the bodies from the water, which is in the rebel-held territory. Opposition activists said they seem to have been killed with single gunshots to the head or neck. Regional and international leaders have met in Ethiopia's capital to seek finance for the military mission in Mali. The EU, UN, US and Japan were present in Addis Ababa on Tuesday to also discuss boosting troops for the military operation against Islamist rebels in Mali's north. On Monday, French-led forces reclaimed the town of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Other major settlements have also been retaken, including Gao, Diabli, Kona and Douenza, since the French intervention on January the 11th. France's defence minister is Thierry Burkhardt.
Now we must quickly move to get in close contact with the population, because we have to protect them against terrorist acts like suicide attacks and booby traps.
The final rebel-held centre is the northeastern town of Kidal. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon addressed delegates at the donor conference in Ethiopia's capital.
The United Nations is now actively considering, through my recommendation to the Security Council, how United Nations can help with those African countries in terms of logistical support.
Up to 20 people have died in an air crash in Kazakhstan. The plane belonged to the private SCAT airline and is reported to have come down near the capital Almaty in the southeast. Rescue teams at the scene said no one survived the impact. It's reported the passenger plane crashed in thick fog early Tuesday afternoon. Major floods in eastern Australia have killed four people and forced thousands out of their homes. The flooding was caused by 3 days of torrential rain from a tropical storm. Rescue teams are helping people in the states of New South Wales and Queensland, and residents in Brisbane have also been told to boil all drinking water as the city's water treatment plant has been closed. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.